The author Jeet Tayal understands the changes in today's India from an unusual perspective. He spent 2 decades as an opium addict, embroiled in the dark underside of Bombay, now known as Mumbai, though Tayal still calls the city by its former name. His experiences have already brought him acclaim as a poet and journalist. Now he's published his first novel. It's called Narcopolis, and he describes it as a secret history of Bombay.
Told by the pimps, the prostitutes, the painters, and the petty criminals and poets who inhabit a certain underbelly of the city.
Narcopolis begins in the late 1970s in an opium den that brings together a complicated and troubled set of characters, including an opium dealer named Rashid and a prostitute named Dimple. Tayal spoke with us recently from his home in Delhi and told us fans of popular Indian fiction who pick up his new novel may want to brace themselves for a surprise.
There's nothing soft focus in this book. I try to avoid sentimentality, and I try to avoid the easy cliché, and I try to avoid any mention of mangoes and spices and monsoons. The problem with those books about India, which paint Indian society in soft focus, is I find it very difficult to recognize the country I know in those books.
There is a strain of this narrative that is about the juxtaposition of freedom and slavery. Is that a theme that you knew going in that you wanted to explore, or did it just emerge?
Actually, it did emerge, but there was no way it couldn't have, because every character in this book is an addict of some sort, addicted to drugs or to violence or to religion or to sex. And as the Dimple character says later, after her transformation, she says, it's possible that the addict is actually the freest of men, because everybody knows what addiction does, how it can destroy your life. And to know those things and to still continue to do it is actually an example of free will at its strongest.
It's very provocative, this idea that in addiction lies real freedom. That's antithetical to how most of us would view addiction. Can you talk a little bit more about that from your personal experience? I mean, this is a work of fiction, but this was real for you in a chapter of your life, this world.
Yeah, in fact, more than one chapter, several chapters. With opiates, when you're addicted, your day is pretty much taken care of. There's no question of boredom. There's no question of existential anxiety. You know exactly what you're there for, what you have to do. It's a question of getting money and then buying what you need to buy and then doing it, and it's a full-time job. And yes, you are a slave to that substance and you need it every day. Within that, I can only call it freedom, because under that umbrella you are absolutely free to do whatever you may want to, or to think whatever you may want to. And I don't mean to be an apologist for heroin. I'm not trying to glamorize it in any way, but I would just like to offer this as a kind of a counterpoint to the prevailing idea of addiction.
You serve as the narrator in this story, and as we mentioned, its focal point is this opium den run by this man, Rashid. Was there a person like Rashid in your life? Was there one place like this in your life?
Actually, there was a place, and it was run by a man called Rashid, and it was a famous opium den in the late 70s and early 80s. I'm sure there are people in the world who still remember Rashid. With this book, I wanted it to be a kind of a memorial for people who are gone and who never had the chance of having their lives recorded in any meaningful way. And there are portraits of people in this book, people I knew who are no longer around. And it was a way of paying back a debt, maybe.
A debt for what? This was your opium dealer, your heroin dealer.
The opium dealer, yes, but he also gave me a glimpse into a life that I would never have been able to see otherwise. And he was, you know, yes, I know that the drug dealer in our minds is a very negative, horrifying character, but that wasn't the case, at least with Rashid.
Just in talking to you, Jeet, it does seem, though, that there is still this tension within you, this attempt to reconcile these, what you describe as wasted years of your life. But at the same time, there seems to be some kind of nostalgia for this world.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is. If you go back to Bombay now, it's anybody who knew the city when it was Bombay and not the city, not that M word that I would rather not use if it's okay with you. Anybody who knew Bombay in those years, there's no way you cannot feel a nostalgia for that city, because it was a beautiful, laid-back, liberated, liberal place. And these are all things that are impossible to find in the Bombay of today, because that city's current management, they are into divisiveness. They are into identifying people by their community, by whether they belong to the Hindu faith or the Muslim faith, and to then treat them accordingly. And there's no way you can have the kind of conversations that you had in Bombay at one time today without worrying for your safety. And I think it's a terrible, terrible way for the city to have unraveled.
Jeet Tyal is a poet, journalist, and author of the new novel Narcopolis. He joined us from Delhi. Jeet, thanks so much for talking with us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rachel. Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.